Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. A number of false modern-day prophets were wrong about Donald Trump's re-election. That's the headline. David James comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David and I, with our weekly conversation, focus on an issue or issues that will confront the body of Christ in the near future. We want to give you a biblical and also a prophetic approach to understanding and dealing with these particular issues. First thing I wanted to discuss was the predictions that were out there from self-proclaimed prophets who turned out to be wrong about President Trump serving another term.
Well, that's right, and it's been very interesting to watch. A couple of days ago, Christianity Today ran an article with the title, Failed Trump Prophecies Offer a Lesson in Humility, and it also had kind of a strange subtitle. Instead of persecuting prophets who have apologized, we might do better to join them. But then the author of that article is charismatic himself. The lead paragraph said this, the failed prophecies of Donald Trump's re-election may have damaged the credibility of the U.S. independent charismatic wing of evangelicalism more than any event since the televangelist scandals of the 1980s. They have led some outsiders to criticize Christianity itself and rightly call us to introspection. Another website, Jimmy, ran an article titled, Charismatics Are at War with Each Other Over Failed Prophecies of Trump Victory, and the article went on to say, a day of reckoning has come for modern-day prophets in the Pentecostal charismatic movement who falsely foretold a victory for President Trump in 2020. One charismatic leader calls it a rebuke from the Lord. And it goes on to say a major speaker in the movement calls it the largest scale deception I've seen in 49 years of following Jesus. And so others have apologized for getting it wrong and have gotten accusations and curses and even death threats. But it's not just the charismatic prophets who got it wrong. Right up to Election Day, QAnon adherents, and even many otherwise careful and thoughtful believers were buying into conspiracy theories and reports of something big that was just around the corner.
David James with the details on how many false modern-day prophets were wrong on the re-election of Donald Trump. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Deuteronomy 18 is a test of a true prophet that is speaking for the Lord, and his prophecy will be fulfilled. The modern-day prophets who foretold that Donald Trump would be reelected were false prophets, tangible evidence of what Jesus said would be the case in the last days. Now that's Matthew chapter 24, verses 4, 5, 11, and 24. We must have our Bible in hand for true prophecy and not listen to false prophets. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...